Maurice Hines in Wilmington for Maurice Hines is Tapping Through Life. This is kind of you taking us on a journey through your life through song and dance.
Yeah, actually, you know, it started very innocently. I was choreographing in Rhode Island at a college, and I was reading this dance magazine. And it was a pretty big one. And the dance magazine did a whole article on tap and didn't mention my brother at all. And I said, no, but Gregory Hines? And I said, oh, please. He's one of the tap giants. So I decided in my nightclub act at the time to talk more about him. And then my mother had saved, God bless her soul, had saved all these wonderful pictures of Gregory and I starting from 5 and 3. So I started incorporating them slowly and talking about us as little kids and how we started. So we put it together, and then Billy Crystal saw it and said, Maurice, this is a Broadway show. You need to go to Broadway. So he called his producers in New York, and I'm coming up going to Broadway.
And now you're here bringing it to Wilmington.
And I couldn't wait. I have to tell you why.
Okay.
I have to tell you. A good girlfriend of mine, Deborah Walton, did Ain't Misbehavin' Here. And she said, Maurice, you have got to play the Delaware Theater Company. Now, I know you've been to Wilmington. You did Guys and Dolls there. You did Jelly Last Jam there at the DuPont Theater. I said, yes. And the audiences were fabulous. And here I am.
And you're bringing up a new generation of dancers as well by incorporating local dancers. Tell us about how that audition process went.
Well, I have two young men that I found in Washington that did Sophisticated Ladies with me there. And so they're in the show. They're Manzari brothers. They're my co-stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to include tappers that are from the area that I'm going to do the show. So we did the audition process. And now, I must say, and I apologized to the dancers, I never thought I would find the kind of tap that I need for my show. It's the tap that I do and that the Manzari brother do and my brother did and Savion Glover is a very specialized tap. It's not like the Buzzy Berkeley type. It's rhythm tap. So it's hard to find that. You just can't find it. So I get here and we found three. And they're all going to take turns doing the show. And I'm talking about really great tappers. Wilmington has really great tappers. And I don't say that about every city because they don't. And I'm very opinionated about my art form. And if it's not the style that I do, then I can't use them. So, but you have them here. They're here. And I'm thrilled.
Which is remarkable and both encouraging because we all hear about kids who are just into reality television and in the instant fame.
Yeah, the young kids that I do talks with, you know, and I speak to, and they all talk about fame, and they want to be famous. Debbie Allen and I, who's a good friend of mine, we talk about that all the time. She said, you know, it's the kids today, they only want the Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood. They don't know the hard work to get there. And then when you get in class and you got to work hard and you have to dance when you have an injury, they don't understand that because what they see is the Kim Kardashians or the people like that who become famous and make all this money by doing nothing. So they feel, just I'll learn a little bit. That's all I have to do. Until they get into a theater show, which is 8 shows a week, and they say, oh, I have to do a show in the afternoon? Yes. And we just laugh at them because we know how hard it is. That's what I see today more. But because I stay in the theater where you still do have to do 8 shows a week and a matinee, it keeps me grounded. It keeps me focused on what I'm here for.
And I'm sure it keeps you healthy as well, just doing what you love and doing such a physical activity, too.
Yes, you're right. Because when I'm not working, I'm on the treadmill, and you know, because I'm 72. I did the show when we opened at Arena Stage in Washington last year, and I injured my back right before the opening, just putting my pants on, you know, just my back pulled. I was in such excruciating pain. I had a brace on to do the show, but the minute you pass the curtain and the audiences give you so much love, you really do forget it. It's sort of mystical, you know, because that's what you're there for, and you're there to please them. So give them everything you've got. I love a lot of church groups because, you know, the church ladies, they talk to you. they talk to you from the audience. And they, one night I was a little tired, and this lady said, you're not dancing good enough for me, Hines. Come on, get those taps going. And of course you do. The audience, they're everything. So I love being on the road. See, that's what I love doing. I've done Broadway. It's okay. And I like it. And I know it's important. But on the road is where I'm happy because the people, the ticket prices are lower, and they come, and they really want to be entertained. And that's what my job is. I'm having as much fun as they are.